Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question is one we hear a lot from homeowners. How does an acoustic ground microphone actually find a leak in an underground pipe?
It's a great question, and it's one of those things where the principle is actually quite straightforward once you understand what's happening inside the pipe. When a pressurized water pipe has a crack or a failed joint, water is forced out under pressure. That escape produces a very specific vibration, and that vibration travels through the pipe wall and then through the surrounding ground up to the surface.
So the microphone is picking up that vibration rather than, say, the sound of rushing water.
Exactly right. The acoustic ground microphone is essentially a highly sensitive contact sensor. ADI's engineers press it directly onto the ground surface or onto accessible fittings like stop valves and meter covers, and the microphone converts those ground-borne vibrations into an audio signal. The engineer listens through headphones and also reads the signal on a display that shows amplitude and frequency.
How does the engineer know what they're looking for? I'd imagine there's all sorts of noise underground, especially on a residential street.
That's where training and experience matter enormously. Background noise is real. Traffic, nearby machinery, even other pipes carrying water for normal use will all create vibration. A leak signal has a distinctive profile, though. Water escaping under mains pressure tends to produce a consistent broadband noise that peaks in a particular frequency range, and that frequency shifts depending on the pipe material and the depth the pipe's buried at.
So the pipe material changes what you hear?
It does, quite significantly. Plastic pipe attenuates the sound much faster than metal pipe does, so on a plastic supply pipe, the audible signal doesn't travel as far along the pipe before it fades. That means ADI engineers take more closely spaced readings along a plastic run to make sure nothing's missed. On copper or iron pipework, the signal carries further, which makes correlation easier.
You mentioned correlation. Can you explain what that means in practice?
Correlation is where acoustic leak detection gets really precise. The ADI engineer places two sensors at separate points along the pipe, often at accessible fittings at either end of a suspected section. The correlator measures the difference in time it takes the leak sound to reach each sensor. Because the pipe length and the signal speed are both known, the equipment calculates exactly where between those two points the leak is sitting.
That's impressive. So you can get a precise location without digging anything up first?
In most cases, yes. Acoustic leak detection pinpoints the leak position to within a very tight margin, which means any excavation that's needed is targeted rather than exploratory. Homeowners don't end up with half their driveway dug up on a guess. ADI leak detection marks the identified point on the surface, and the repair team knows exactly where to go.
What sort of conditions make an acoustic survey harder to carry out? Are there situations where the microphone struggles?
A few things can make it trickier. Very low mains pressure reduces the escaping water's velocity, which weakens the acoustic signal. Pipes buried at significant depth also mean the vibration has further to travel before it reaches the surface, so some signal is lost. ADI engineers also carry out surveys at quieter times of day where possible, because reducing background interference gives a much cleaner signal to work with.
And if acoustic detection doesn't give a conclusive result on its own, what's the next step?
ADI leak detection combines acoustic ground microphone surveys with other non-invasive methods when the situation calls for it. Tracer gas detection locates leaks under solid floors and dense hardstanding, where acoustic signals are harder to read. Thermal imaging can reveal temperature differences caused by escaping water. Using two or more methods together gives a much higher confidence in the pinpointed location before anyone picks up a spade.
Dave, that's been really clear. So to summarize, the acoustic ground microphone picks up vibrations that a pressurized leak creates. The engineer reads and interprets that signal, and acoustic correlation narrows the location right down before any ground is broken. Genuinely useful stuff. Thanks for explaining it so plainly.
That's it in a nutshell. It's a non-invasive process, and when it's done properly, it saves homeowners a lot of unnecessary disruption. Happy to help.
If you've got a suspected underground leak and you'd like it found accurately and without unnecessary damage to your property, ADI Leak Detection are among the most trusted and experienced water leak detection specialists in the UK. We'll be back with another episode soon.